Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sfarnom and the notes, the explanation notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We're looking at Perek Dalet Mishnah, Yud Dalet. We're looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 14. Talking about the idea of being involved in things l'shem shemayim, for God's sake. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Omer. Rabbi Yochanan the Sandler says, isn't it interesting that Rabbi Yochanan is identified by his occupation, is identified by his trade? Rabbi Yochanan was a shoemaker, and he's not shying away from his name. We're not shying away from what he did for a living, because everyone, regardless of their occupation, everyone, regardless of their job, has value and importance. A shoemaker is important. Like a doctor is important, like a teacher is important, like a therapist is important, like a tan hider was important, like a water carrier was important. He went by his name, proud namesake. He was a shoemaker, made sure that people had shoes to wear to protect their feet. So Rav Yochanan, the sandal maker, the shoemaker, said, Kol kenesia shehi l'shem shamayim. Any gathering that is for the sake of heaven, that is for God, for the sanctification of God's name, sofo l'hiskayim. In the end, if it's dedicated for the sake of heaven, it will have an enduring effect. It will have a lasting effect and will have a good effect. If it is not for the sake of heaven, if it is not for the sanctification of God, it will not have an enduring effect. When we get together with friends, when we get together with people, when we talk to people and are involved with people, do we talk Torah? Do we talk Torah matters and Torah ideals? How can we help others? How can we be involved in mitzvahs and in chesed? Or we just talk to people to vent, to complain, to argue, to say, you didn't see me, you didn't do this, I never got to visit you, I never got to do this, I never got to talk this? Or do we just go on and on, passive-aggressive or depreciating or negative comments? When we talk to people, when we're involved in people, when we see people, or when we Skype with people, or involved with people, do we have positive interactions for the sake of heaven, for the sake of Shemayim, for the sake of Hashem? Is it positive, interactive, and uplifting, or is it just an excuse to blame and to be negative and to call names and to depreciate and to bother people? Do what you can in life when getting together with people, whether calling them on the phone or seeing them on Skype or seeing them in person. Do it l'shem shemayim. Talk some Torah, talk some knowledge, talk some things, have a positive interaction. You'll want to talk to that person more if you have positive interactions, not negative interactions, not passive-aggressive interactions, only good types of interactions with people. And those types of people will want to see you more, will want to talk to you more. And in general, when you get together with people, make sure that it's l'shem shemayim. They're sitting at your table at work, or they're talking with you. What can you do to sanctify God's name, to talk God's name? I can't tell you how often with non-Jewish coworkers over the year, especially recently, how I'd explain things, talk about things, explain our holidays, explain Shabbat, explain the Jewish kosher laws, and we're trying to make a Kiddush Hashem, especially as I wear my kippah at work. So make sure all of your interactions are l'shem shemayim, that are involved in the sake of heaven. We want it to be for the sake of heaven. When this sage, when Rav Yochanan HaSandler was involved in different things, when he was involved and he took note of the diverse groups of the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the Sadducees, among them Perish Nokfei or Perish Shechme, insincere and sanctimonious Pharisees, as related by our sages in Maseches Sota, and the sages of that generation were powerless and cannot combat them, which caused them great mental anguish and suffering. He comforted them and urged them not to be overly troubled. He assured them that these groups, whose actions were not dedicated for the sake of heaven, will ultimately disintegrate of their own accord, as the sages tell us. Hine lahem, la rishayim ve'em lekelem me'elehem. Leave them wicked alone, they will expire of their own accord. The notes point out that the Sfarno is teaching us that the opinion is that Rav Yochanan HaSandler is talking about a certain case, a certain period, when these people, these distorted people, would say insincere things and they would have hypocritical statements and they create havoc within their own lives. Rav Yochanan reassures us when a group assembles to take common action, but their attention is not for the sake of heaven, their agenda will not succeed and it will ultimately disintegrate and collapse. Indeed, as the sages predicted, that is precisely what came to pass. But if things are done in the right way, things are done l'shem shemayim, things are done for Hashem's sake, for heaven's sake, for sanctifying God's name, whether you're coming together with friends, you're coming together with other people, for you coming together with workers. Make sure you're doing a lot of mitzvot. Make sure you're doing a lot of things that you can to sanctify those around you, especially the Jewish people, to sanctify God's name. Make sure to have positive interactions, positive talks, positive dealings with people, whether you're calling them or whatnot, whether you're visiting them or whatnot. When you're dealing with people, make sure it's positive and not negative. Make sure it's excellent and not passive-aggressive. Make sure you talk the right way, deal the right way, be involved the right way. If it's a kinesia l'shem shemayim, if you're getting together, you're doing things for the right reasons, for the right purpose, to sanctify God's name, to make a kiddush Hashem, it will stand, it will take hold, and it will do good things in the world. And may we only be involved in good things so that we can finally bring Mashiach and the third base of just speedily in our days, and may that day in fact be today. Join us next time as we talk a Mishnah per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.